What is up, HGTGR Redskins Talk Pod here. I am back. I know I've been lagging off on the podcast recently. Kind of in a dead spot there that through that period that I was off. But I should have put out some more episodes, or I would have put out some more episodes if I could. I've been really busy with this summer. Working football is back. So we're going to start getting into some more pods. Preseason's coming up, which I'm super excited for. Some of you may not understand why I'm so excited for that, but I'm excited for it because when you know the rosters like I do, I know it like the back of my hand, I'm so excited just to watch young players that we've brought in. I'm excited to see them and see them become what I hope they become and see how they play and see how our roster is going to be shaking out. With that being said, let's catch up. I'm going to catch up on some of the stuff that happened while I was gone. Mason Foster got cut. Bit of a surprise. I knew it was coming at least next season probably. Next season he's a free agent. So I just didn't see him getting re-signed. But I saw that a possibility, or I saw him playing out this year and then leaving next year. But he got cut this year, saves $2 million in cap or $4 million in cap, which is not that much. But now we're looking at our linebacking core, our starting two being John Bostic and Sean Deon Hamilton, which I've heard after some of the training camp, they've both been playing pretty well. Still not a great linebacking core or anything, but they are two average starters, I think, in this league, at least right now for Sean Deon Hamilton, because he's young. So he could maybe be something else, but I don't know. So that's the linebacking groups we're looking at right now. Of course, Trent Williams, holding out situation. Today, news broke that Redskins are shopping him, which is very – it sucks. I'm very upset with this situation. But – I don't know. Maybe it is time to move on. I mean, it's tough to just move on from one of the best, if not the best, left tackle in the league, just like that. So, this episode, I'm going to go through a 53-man roster before the preseason. I'm going to have him in it. I don't know if he'll actually be on this 53-man roster starting week one, but I'm going to have him in it. Just because if he got traded, there'd probably be a player taking his place, and I don't know who that is right now. So we're just going to throw him in this list. So hopefully, I mean, there's still some chance he comes back, resigns, but I think it's smaller and smaller as it goes on. And then we've also signed a couple guys, and I'll tell you about when we get in there or when we get into this. So we're going to get into this 53-man roster. I have quarterbacks. I have three quarterbacks. I see us taking Case Keenum, Colt McCoy, Dwayne Haskins. We got Josh Woodrum on the roster. I don't see him playing anything. Maybe practice squad, but I don't see him making the team. Jay does probably not want to take three quarterbacks, but I think he has no other option too, with one being Case Keenum and Colt McCoy and then having a rookie. So the Case Keenum and Colt McCoy will probably be the one and two. And I think Haskins will sit out this year. Unless it gets down to where it doesn't really matter. We're out of the playoffs. Maybe they'll get some Haskins, some live reps, stuff like that. I don't know. And then I have there's no really arguments on that. So I'm just going to get into running backs. I have Darius Geis, Adrian Peterson, Chris Thompson, Bryce Love, who's on the NFI. I don't see him being activated till like week 7. And then Samaje Perine. I think that one way you could go with this is not have Samaje Perine on this list, but he's bulked up, I believe, and he's really going to be probably would be the best pass protection back out there. And with this, the left side of the line being the way it is, you're probably going to need one. So I see Darius Geis, Adrian Peterson sharing the reps from first and second down. Their third round back being Chris Thompson. And when Bryce Love comes back, I see him getting some of those third down back reps. And then Samaje possibly in for passing situations. He might play fullback as well. So, going to get in the wide receiver. This is, I feel like, is a lock unless somebody stands out. It's not a good lock, but I think these are locks. Josh Doxson, Paul Richardson, Trey Quinn, Terry McLaurin, Kelvin Harmon, and Cam Sims. I see the only spot that's kind of up in the air is probably Cam Sims. I believe he'll make the roster if he's been performing really well in training camp. So if he continues to play well in training camp and then continues that through the preseason, I think he'll be in the roster. The only other competition is maybe Brian Quick, which I am honestly not sure if they've used him. They're still going to keep him. Jehu Chinson, maybe they'll take 7 wide receivers with cutting to Mason Foster, so that opens up a spot. They'll take Jehu Chinson as a special team guy, or Robert Davis. I don't see him making the roster. So that's about it for that. Tight ends, I have 3 tight ends: Jordan Reed, Vernon Davis, Jeremy Sprinkle. It's a little up in the air. I've seen people with 4 tight ends taking a more of a pass or a run blocking tight end. But I think Jeremy Sprinkle can be a run blocking tight end as well as a pass catching tight end if he needs to be. Vernon Davis possibly, or I think Vernon Davis, this will probably be his last year on this roster. He's got the speed still, and I see him using the 2 tight end sets with Jordan Reed. And I've heard that Jordan Reed's looking really well in camp this year, so it's a good thing to look forward to. Offensive tackle, I have Trent Williams, of course. I just explained that situation. So if he is on the roster, I love it, great. But if he's not, hold on just a second. Okay, I just had to check something. All right, so if he is on the roster, great. If he isn't, we'll probably end up trading him. I don't want that. I'd rather have him, but it's how it's football works sometimes. I got Trent Williams, Morgan Moses, Jerron Christian, and Donald Penn. Donald Penn is a signing we signed, a guy we signed. I expect him to be the starter unless they get another left tackle in a trade package with another team. Jerron Christian could also be the starter. He's a young guy, but I believe he's coming off a knee injury, and he was supposed to bulk up over his offseason, but he couldn't because he was rehabbing, so I don't know if he'll be ready to start at a left tackle position. And then we also signed Corey Robinson. He's a left tackle. He played for the Lions. I don't see him starting. Hold on just a second. I thought somebody, I thought my dad or something just came in the house, but it's just the radio playing in the background. There's the tackle position. I don't see him, Corey Robinson, making the roster. I just see him playing in the practice or some depth. He'll be in the practice squad probably. Hopefully he won't get picked up. I don't know. But he'll be a backup there. And then offensive guard, Brandon Sheriff, Wes Martin. Those are the 2 I expect to start. Brandon at right guard and Wes at left guard. Tony Bergstrom also can play center. And then Hugh Thornton, a guy we signed. We cut Tyler Catalina for the signing and Casey Dunn. He's a guy that played 32 games with the Colts starting 2013 to 2015. He retired at the age of 25 because he had a leg injury or something like that. And now he came back. They said he's in great shape. He looked good. So he's in. And I think, honestly, for the left guard position, he's in contention. Maybe we may be wondering, where's Eric Flowers? I don't see him making this roster. And I just don't. I mean, he's been playing to left tackle in the absence of Trent Williams. And they've said it's been absolutely horrible. So I don't see it being much better at guard. So I don't see Eric Flowers making this roster with Wes Martin, a young guy that could possibly give some reps. At center, I got Chase Roye and Ross Pierce-Baker. That's about it. They got Ross Pierce-Baker, who drafted that 6th round, and then Chase Roye, of course, played really well last year. Hopefully, he can continue to improve. Nobody else really. Bergstrom can play center, like I said, and then both Roye and Ross can play guard. So those are also some moves that you can move around and use if somebody goes down. Defensive line, I have six. I have Jonathan Allen, Matt Ioannidis, Deron Payne, Tim Settle, Caleb Brantley, and JoJo Wicker. I don't know if JoJo Wicker will be the one on this roster, but I do see six defensive linemen. Excuse me. I do see six defensive linemen. I don't know if it – I believe the top five are pretty much going to be on this roster. Then the only person I don't see on this roster – I could see on this roster is JoJo, but I think or I believe that we will probably go out and maybe try to upgrade that six-man defensive line. But if JoJo Wicker is on it, I think he'll just be nothing more than a rotational guy. Might not see the field that much. Outside linebacker, we got Ryan Kerrigan, Montez Sweat, Ryan Anderson, Casanova McKenzie instead of Jordan Brailford. He was on the PUP or the PUP. I don't know why. It never got stated why he got put on it. I think it was a knee or something. But it is possible that he comes back halfway through training camp or something like that. So, but right now, in case he doesn't, I have Casanova McKenzie, who has been Jay Gruden in a lot of his press conferences, has said he's been doing well. So we'll have him on this roster for now. And then inside linebacker, I only have four: Rashawn Dion Hamilton, John Bostic, Josh Harvey Clemens, and Cole Holcomb. I think it's a possibility we could go sign somebody, another young guy to play. Josh Harvey Clemens has put on a lot of weight, so maybe they'll bring in another fast guy, although Cole Holcomb is pretty fast. But I don't know about that. And then Josh Norman, or the corner, we got Josh Norman, Quentin Dunbar, Fabian Moreau, DRC, Dominique Rodgers-Cabardi, Greg Sherman, and Jimmy Moreland. I see those being the six guys. Jimmy Moreland's actually tearing it up with interceptions in the training camp, so I just see him making the roster, just having a great camp, having a great year. And then on safety, I have Landon Collins, Monty Nicholson, Troy Apke. Sorry about that, Troy Apke, and Deshazer Everett. I think Landon Collins, Monte is the lock at the starting safety. And then Deshazer is just going to be a really good special teams guy. And I don't know about Troy Apke. A guy that we could possibly use as roster spot is Ioannidis Alexander. He can play safety and corner, and they really like him. So maybe they'll take Troy Apke out and put Ioannidis in, because I've heard that Apke has not been playing well. And then in preseason, he didn't play too well either. So he's fast. He's a fast guy, so maybe he could play special teams as well. So I don't know. We'll see about that. And then special teams, I have Dustin Hopkins, our kicker, Tressway, the punter, and Nick Sundberg is a long snapper. That's the 53-man roster I have for now. I will have another one after preseason and before the actual 53-man roster comes out. Next pod's probably going to be, unless some big news happens or something like that, probably going to be before the preseason game, which is on the 8th. I'm super excited about that versus the Browns. I'm gonna have a pod about before the game and then after the game. And then I'll review the game on the after, and then I'll preview the game before. So that's about it for today. Give a shout-out to Redskins coverage for giving the shout-out that one day, or giving the shout-outs and stuff. And then thank Anchor, an easy way to make a podcast. And that's about it. Signing off for now.